Now, something that is made might be round with a hole in the middle, fried and deep.
Donut.
Yeah. And something. Yeah, go ahead.
That'd be a donut. That's with a hole in the middle of it is a donut.
Okay.
It's made out of flour.
Now the kind of thing that's made in a skillet made with batter and put syrup and butter and syrup on it.
Huh? Hot cakes.
Say,
yeah, some people call them pancakes.
Do you ever call them flitters?
Oh, yes, I've heard them called flitters.
Okay, and the stuff that you put in bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
And the center of the egg is called the
yolk.
And what color is that?
It's a golden color.
Or yet?
Yellow.
All right. Now, and if eggs are cooked for 3 minutes in hot water, you'd say they were...
Poached or boiled.
All right. And then I want to ask about some different kinds of meat on the hog. The part between the ham and the shoulders, what do you call that?
That's the middlin.
All right, and if you take that middlin and cure it...
You've got bacon.
Okay. Now, the meat from the underside of the hog or from the back that you might use in cooking...
Fat back.
Okay, what if it has just a little bit of lean in it?
Well, that'd be streaked bacon.
And when you take that bacon after it's been cured and you're going to slice it, you have to cut off that edge?
Yes, the skin.
Okay, and the man who cuts, who professional man who does it for a living, is who slaughters and dresses meat, he's a...
Slaughter.
So what?
He's a slaughter.
Yeah. Well, how about the man in town who sells dressed meat?
Meat? He's a meat cutter.
Okay. I think you may gave me the word before. We're talking about that kind of knife that you use when you...
Butcher knife?
Yeah. Now, what would a butcher be?
Well, he's a butcher. He just the same thing as a meat cutter.
Okay, and then the meat packed in the kind of meat that when you take all the scraps after you slaughtered a hog and dressed it and you grind out all
that sausage. Is that what you're talking about, or wanting to render lard?
Well, I meant sausage, but I also want to ask you about the kind of when you take the ears and the snout.
I make souse meat out of that.
Okay, and then did you ever make any kind of, did your mother or wife ever make anything with liver?
Liver pudding. Okay. Yes, I don't know what we've ever made any or not with my mother, but they used to make it there at home.
Did anyone around here ever make anything with blood?
Nope, not that I know of.
Or anything with cornmeal, the juice from souse and liver sausage or something like that? I'm thinking of something like scrapple or pawnhoss. Neither of those are...
Not that I know of.
Coming around here. Butter that's left out too long gets...
Soft.
And then...
Melts.
You can't eat it though.
Stale.
All right. And milk that gets, what do you call? Thick?
Blank.
Yeah, okay, blank. And what do you call thick sour milk that you have on hand maybe for, if you have too much of it, you sometimes feed it to the hogs.
Oh, clabbered milk.
Yeah. And what do you call, what do you make anything, what do you make of?
Cheese.
What do you call that cheese?
Cottage cheese.
Okay.
Cottage cheese.
And milk, now, to get the impurities out of milk, especially years ago, they used to do what with it? You know, maybe take a piece of cheesecloth or something and pour it in.
Strain it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they had strainers. They had strainers, and then they finally got pads to use in the strainers to